Random thought. Who's more likely to cheat? Successful men or successful women? I think if we ask that question just about men or women, you get one type of answer. But does that answer change if you put successful before? I'm asking this mainly because of everything that's popping up in the news. And let's start off with Adam Levine and what's been going on with him. Because all of a sudden, one mistress pops up, then you know how this goes, man. One domino falls, the rest come to follow. I think the last I looked, it was four. I'm like, they got to get to at least five. It's Maroon 5, right?
I would say successful men are more likely to cheat than successful women. You know, I think you take the Adam Levine, you know, he's just sliding up in everybody's DMs, you know, going crazy. And yeah, he's successful. He would totally cheat. The other thing you got to think about is this. You think about musicians. You have, when Maroon 5 plays, there's hundreds of thousands of women fighting and wishing they can get backstage. When there's a female band playing, like Alicia Keys is playing, there's not thousands of dudes trying to get backstage to go meet Alicia Keys. Why? Because there's a whole bunch of women in the audience. There's a whole bunch of women in the audience. It's like everything's right here. I got everything I need right here. You know, men were hunters, right? But you don't want to waste that energy to go 10,000 yards away when you got food 500 yards right in front of you.
That's a great thought, but really and truly, we know what the real reason is. We'd get arrested. Guys would look crazy trying to get back there. And for her to say, our egos wouldn't be able to take it, right? The difference with a woman is, you know, they dress up, they go, and they're also on the hunt. They're on the prowl. You see them at the basketball games. You see them at the football games. They're on the prowl, too. So don't act like men are the only hunters here. Okay. And, you know, well, I'm going to go
for women. Successful women are not out there on the hunt. When at the NBA All-Star Weekend, it's not successful women flying down to the place for the weekend, hoping they can bag a basketball player. It's broke women.
Okay, but at the same time, we're talking about when successful women are some places, doesn't mean that there aren't men out there hunting them too. Now, when you say, if we take just regular men, regular women, who cheats more? I'm going to tell you, split it down the middle. It's just that men get caught more because men are stupid. So why does that change when it becomes successful? If the successful woman wants to bang the pool man, she will do it. These stories didn't come out of nowhere, just like the casting couch didn't come out of nowhere. These stories of the milkman getting some, the pool man getting some, the gardener getting some. I know it sounds like a porno, but it's this came from somewhere.
Well, but I think that, and this is just, again, I have no stats to back this up, but I think successful women that are in relationships that they are happy with don't cheat. Successful women that are in a relationship where they're not happy, where it's more of a business, we are a power couple, we made all this money together, but he does his thing, I do my thing. That's when the pool boy comes in, because it's like convenient, it's close, he's right outside. He can come in here, knock this out, and then I can get back to doing what I gotta do, and everybody wins.
All right, so having hung around some women and hearing them speak over the years, you know, women say it's a little different, you know, when that broke D is a little different than that successful D. So if a successful woman is married to a successful man, what happens is she'll go get that broke D because he's fighting for that next check. He's laying pipe for that next check, okay? So there's a reason why they'll step outside every once in a while. Because
that's like bringing somebody up from the D-League. You got one game. Let's see what you can do.
And they're going to try as hard as they can. And that's what happens. And here's the difference. A man on the side is different than a woman on the side, okay? The woman on the side, a lot of times, is trying to be the main woman. The man on the side, he's like, hey, call me next time you need me. I'll be right here.
True, except for the whole Jada Pinkett and what's his name? He wanted to be the main guy. But outside of that, you're 100% right. I think that a guy would know his spot, his role. You're the cleanup man. You just come in once a month, tighten up, and you leave her alone. And that's
your
it.
Contract
so
player.
I can totally see that. Yeah, totally see that. You're a sub. It's like baseball. Bring in the lefty.
So basically, it's not that successful men cheat more. It's just that successful women are just even more adept to choosing and being able to keep that under wraps than successful men.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I do think that successful men are greedy because you have a lot of things great, but like it's not enough. And so that's when people, I think we said this on one of the other podcasts that, you know, ladies, find you a guy who's like a five. Get you an ugly man because he's going to love the shit out of you if he has a shot, you know. But if you're a 10 and he's a 10, he's going to cheat possibly at some point. But if you're a 10 and he's a five, oh, he will always be fighting for that next check. Even though he knows it's guaranteed money, he's like, nope, I want to be the best. He'll be Kobe Bryant.
That's why we're here, to help the ugly man up. Give the ugly man some hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the difference, too. A successful woman would know better than to do like Adam Levine did. And she would not tweet that I'm going to name my firstborn son after you. No. She'll at least call and say it so that there's no recollection of it, no record of it, and there's no way that it can be used against her. Again, women just happen to be smarter and better cheaters.
Well, also, women don't date or cheat with young and stupid. So Adam is talking to this girl who just barely graduated college. He has everything to lose. She has nothing to lose. She has everything to gain from this. Mm-hmm. And so why would you hook up with someone like that? Yeah, she's beautiful, whatever. But she's still a kid.
Stop. So, that's the answer right there. Stop. She's beautiful. Whatever. Everything else.
So many other beautiful women. There's a whole bunch of beautiful 30-year-old Instagram models that he could have hooked up with that would love
Adam
Levine.
Five. You don't go for 30. You go for 20.
Well, I'm just saying. There's a bunch of them that are quiet. They would like a little sugar, and they're sweet and all that. They want to put it down on them, just like the sugar song. He could get that from a 30-year-old Instagram model. 20-year-old Instagram model, she has to brag and tell her friends, which is what she did. Apparently, there's some pictures they had together that she showed some friends, and one of her friends sold it to a tabloid. So she wanted to come out and get ahead of the story, but makes herself seem like she's a victim. And that I'm just like, that is such bullshit. So if you're going to play the game, know your role. If you're going to date a married man, you know he's married. Know your role. Or, Adam, don't cheat. I laughed the more I kept hearing the story, but I'm just not surprised. Successful men will easily cheat all the time. If they have the money, if they have all that power and ability, why wouldn't they?
In the words of the great philosopher, David Chappellstinian, hey, you over here. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 102. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
And leave a review while you're at it, please. Speaking of cheating, apparently this has been, it's a brand new phenomenon. And it's gone from
it's an epidemic. Musical,
yeah, it's a whole new pandemic. Joe Biden said the pandemic is over. Apparently, another one's here, and it's called cheating. It started off in the white world and came over to the black world, in the world of basketball in the NBA. Ime Udoka, who is head coach. If you're like me and you're not really a big NBA fan, then you may not know who he is. Prior to this week. But he is the head coach of the Boston Celtics. His first year, took them to the NBA Finals, lost, but he is in great standing in Boston. People love him in Boston. And with success, apparently comes some draws. Because even though he's been in a 12-year relationship with Nia Long, they have a 10-year-old son together. They are engaged. She just recently moved to Boston so they can go look for a house, so they can get everything together. He has been knocking it down with some other folks over the years.
Surprised? No.
No.
But it just goes to show that no matter how bad your chick is, you're still going to want to try something different. If I eat at Ruth Chris every day, at some point I'll be like, I haven't had Applebee's in a long time.
You know what? This is what happens when people get in relationships off of the looks and whatnot, and not about the love. Because the looks are gonna wear off. You get accustomed to the looks after a while. If you keep driving a BMW, after a while, you're gonna be like, yeah, you know, yeah.
Well, but I mean, if you think about long distance, right? So they were not quite living in the same space. Mm-hmm. He's an NBA coach, so he's constantly on the road. His schedule's busy. Mm-hmm. He's still a man and has needs. Mm-hmm. And normally when you have those needs, what do you go after? Something that's close by. Something that's local, like a staffer, somebody that works for the Celtics organization. They're around. As you're traveling the road, they're probably on the road. It's easy breezy.
You know, here's a bad thing that happened, though, because people heard that about a staffer and went looking up. They checked out the Celtics staff and they threw this young lady's name out there that was totally because they went and said, all right, she's the best looking one on the staff, so it's got to be her. Come to find out, no, it's not. And I'll tell you what, I was one of the first people when I saw that and I see the name and I see the person, I'm like, no, something tells me it's not her. Because my initial thought is, he's in Boston. He's a former ball player. It's got to be a white woman. It's got to be. I mean, he's a ball player. I mean, come on. The only ball player to go from a white woman to a black woman is Russell Wilson. And apparently the rest of the ball players don't like him because of that. I'm not saying because of that, but they're just... like, you're making us look bad.
That's jacked up. I would have thought it was a white woman as well. Not for your reasons.
What?
My reason is because I feel like there's certain black women that other black women don't want to mess with. And like Nia Long has done a lot for us. She's been in a lot of great movies for us that mm-hmm. other black women would be like, I can't mess with Nia Long's husband.
Somebody, I forget who it was, was trying to explain who Nia Long was to a white audience and goes, Nia Long, if I understand it correctly, is the Kelly Kapowski of the black community. I was like, you know what? Kind of friggin' right.
Yes.
Like, that's great. That's a great way to make white people understand exactly who Nia Long is if they've never seen any of her movies.
Exactly. That is a perfect way to describe her. Because when I think of Nia Long, I think of Fresh Prince, mm-hmm. Friday.
Boys in the Hood.
Boys, it's just so many classics that she was yes. in that I just think other black women would be like, no, I can't mess with you. You're Nia Long's husband. But some of those other women who don't know who Nia Long is, they would easily be like, yeah, why not? So but, I don't know. I'm curious to see what this, whoever it is, because it's going to come out. It's definitely going to come out. And when it does, I want to see what she looks like. Because my thing is, I'm not a fan of cheaters, but I think if you're going to cheat up. Does she look better than what you have?
Well, no. We can't answer that question immediately. But the other thing is, we've got to make sure we're very careful in this because they're not married. It's not her husband. It's her fiance. They're not married. Now, it can't be common law because obviously they ain't been living together this time either. But yeah, they're not married. Okay? So in his defense, which
do you think he's going to tell Nia that? Look, babe, hey, we're not married though. So technically, I hope he tries that defense with her.
I told you, once we say I do, till death do us part. Until that time.
Till the ceremony, I can still dabble if I want to.
It's like, look,
good luck with that.
I'm in the NBA. You know how this works.
She's going to tell him like she told, what's his name in Friday? I wish I was a man because I'd whoop your ass myself.
Yeah, this story is so much out there. Like the fact that they suspended him for a year. Now people are going because one of the things, allegedly, one of the people is the wife of the VP of finance for the Boston Celtics, right? And so mm-hmm. people are like, whoa, maybe that's why he got such a harsh punishment, right? A year off. Because remember, with Robert Sarver, they were giving him a one-year suspension until he decided to sell his stake in the team under other pressure, which honestly, I believe the NBA went behind the scenes and said, hey, we need you to sell. We can't say it publicly, but you need to do this. Are we going to make shit really hard for you? You need to make us look good. You know, I think that's kind of what happened on that side. On this side, you knew it had to be something serious. How is the cheating allegation going to be a one-year suspension? I mean, besides, of course, yeah, you shouldn't be sleeping around in the workplace, but, you know, it happens. People do it all the time, B. Every day, B.
Yeah, but that's when I want to see all the details to come out, because if this was one of the, he hooked up with one of the athletic trainers or something like that, there'd be no 1 year suspension. It'd be right. Just, hey, look, we're going to pay you some money. You need to shut up. And we're going to go win this championship next year.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there has to be a lot more to this story.
Yes.
For this to be a 1 year suspension. And I'm thinking 1 year suspension, why not just fire him? So that's when it has to be something mucky, because if it was that big, he'd have fired somebody.
He took him to the NBA finals. That's why you don't fire him. You know, when's the last time they've been there?
Well, I'm just curious to see what all came out, because it, to me, if he had done something that was so egregious that it's all but criminal, mm-hmm. they would have fired him.
Yes.
So in this case, you only suspend him for a full year. What happened? And it is all going to come out. This will be the next 30 for 30 at some point.
It's going to be a great one, because if the rumors, because you know, the rumor mill is amazing. There's so many things like, oh, well, they knew about the affair and they told him stop messing with her. And apparently the Nookie kept calling him and he went back and and the other thing is that he knew this was coming out. He knew this story was going to come out. He never forewarned Neil. There's so many stories out there. Which ones are actually real? You're right. I do want to see the 30 for 30, because I like to see shit when it happens and then come back a couple of years later and we see the actual documentary. Oh man, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait to see the full details of the story, but wish him the best. And I hate the Celtics. I'm a Laker fan. So I don't want him to come back, because I don't want them having a chance. I want this to be very destructive for this organization, that they're not going to make it to the playoffs for the next 2 years because of this scandal. I would love that.
I'm sure you would. You know, as we were digging through the email files of rgrtpod@gmail.com, saw this story, right? And this one is so crazy, because as we're in a sports world, one of the things that I saw here, so this one says, Utah Stoogent, Stoogent.
Stoogent?
Utah Stoogent, Stoogent. All right, so this one says, Utah student allegedly said she would blow up a nuclear reactor if the Utes football team lost. And they were going to be playing San Diego State. And she made a threat that if they lose the game, they should have internet. Terroristic threats are not something you make. A nuclear reactor?
God, she must have bet her whole tuition on that game. Because she's like, if they don't win, not only am I broke, I'm out of school. I don't have a place to live. She put it all on the line.
Now, she said it was a joke. There's certain jokes you don't tell. Like, you don't go through an airport and say, you did it. That was the bomb.
And if you think about it, Utah State, this is, it's a lot of Mormons, and there's a code of conduct. Mm-hmm. This goes beyond breaking the rules of code of conduct. That is just crazy town, what this person is doing. And who jokes like that? You know, it'd be hilarious if we lost and I blew up a nuclear reactor. No, that's not funny.
To her credit, though, they did win 35-7. Maybe we should have said something like that when Notre Dame was in that championship game, or when the 49ers were in the Super Bowl. You know? them to win.
Yeah, that's what happened. Manti Te'o's girlfriend would have said, if they lose,
I'll disappear forever.
I'll kill myself if they lose.
Yeah, the other thing that popped up a lot this week too, man, and people been sending this inside the DMs, all this NyQuil chicken. Have you seen this crap?
I did. And I was just like, okay, this is so bad that they had to put a warning out. Like, I'd never heard of this. So I saw the story. I'm like, you gotta be shitting me.
Which is, so here's the crazy thing about this, right? I'd never heard of it before. I never saw that trend. You see this warning that the FDA puts out, right? So the FDA, it comes to their attention because it's the very first instance of this happening was in 2017, of somebody actually recording it and putting it on. But it didn't make waves then. Of course, in today's world, the TikTok world, it's back up. People put it out, and you can even hear the guy when he's doing it like, oh man, those fumes are making me drowsy. Yes, you're cooking friggin' NyQuil. What do you think's gonna happen? But of course, now there's more interest because this story starts making waves and there's interest out there. And now more people are looking at this stupid thing. And I'm sure more people are even trying because people like stupid shit like the Tide Pod Challenge. But NyQuil chicken?
This is what happens when you don't teach your white friends to season chicken. They try doing stupid shit.
That's right. The itis is in the seasoning.
See? This is when Tony Satcheries needs to step up and be like, hey, y'all, instead of NyQuil, do this. 3 shakes per side every time.
And wash your damn chicken first. Even if it's just with vinegar, do something. Don't take it out the packet. And though, I'm going to tell you something. Traumatized, culture shock when I first came to the States, right? Where I'm based at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And the duplexes, right? Mm-hmm. Go out on the back patio. The neighbor comes out, opens up the packet and just dumps the steaks on the grill. I thought my mom was going to pass out, man. She's like, what the hell is this?
I don't rinse my steaks.
But you season them.
Oh, I season the shit out of it.
Yeah. Do you take it out the packet and put it on the grill?
No.
Exactly. The seasoning on it. I put some NyQuil on it first. And let it marinate.
Marinate some NyQuil. Let that Tussin get in there.
Look, if you really wanted to go to sleep, you didn't have to make NyQuil chicken. Just get you one of your black friends, tell them you need a soul food plate, the itis will kick in, you'll be asleep. It's that easy.
They can easily hook it up. I think you're doing it way wrong. Like, who would even think, I'm out of salt, I'm out of pepper, what am I going to eat this chicken with? Oh, cherry NyQuil,
Oh, my God. Thank God we're not this stupid anymore.
We never were. I never did anything that stupid. I never thought about mixing stuff on food, medicine on food. Never would have done that.
Yeah, that's wild.
I never would have ate a Tide Pod, even though Tide Pods didn't exist when we were kids. But I never thought about eating soap. Mm-hmm. All the stupid things that these people are doing now, it's just dumb. I think let them do it. This is how we just kind of thin the herd a little bit. Just, you know, go ahead. Eat that, put that NyQuil on that chicken. All right, good. So it's less traffic on the highways, less people in the stores, you know, less people using up all our natural resources. Some people aren't meant to be here.
Global warming solved. You know what? You sound like Bill Burr right now, because Bill Burr's been talking about this for the longest time. Like, get everybody in the room and say, all right, we're going to have a quiz. If you didn't bring a pen, you're out of here. See, that's how you thin the herd.
Yeah.
Not everybody deserves to go on the rest of this ride.
No, everybody needs to come with us.
Oh, man. Look, don't forget, we're back on Thursday, Married at First Sight, Season 15, San Diego. This would be, I think we're closing down on the back end of the season, getting closer and closer to decision day.
Yeah, I think that we just finished week 5 mm-hmm. of the couples being married. And so, what is it, 3 more weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to be 3 long weeks, but 3 more weeks.
You know, I saw someone put up in the comments, Love is Blind, Season 3. That's coming up again.
I don't mind that one too much because it's on Netflix. I can binge and we can just do one episode that covers the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that much better.
You know what's going to happen? I think they're going to do, they're going to put it out. I think what they're noticing with these two is that we're probably going to have to do 2 just because they're going to do like, a first batch of episodes, then a next batch of episodes, and then, so probably 3, and then the reunion, just so that they're able to get everything. They can still create some sort of appointment watching, even though not weekly. And you still get a Netflix experience.
Or drag it out, is kind of what you're really saying. This is pretty much. Drag it out. Got it.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.